Welcome to the panel discussion today, My Healthy Vet, Keeping the Promise, Access, sponsored by the Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm your host, Jason Miller, Executive Editor of Federal News Radio. Our guests today are Dr. Terry Cullen, the Acting Deputy Director of the Defense Department and the Department of Veterans Affairs Interagency Program Office, Teresa Hancock, the Director of the My Healthy Vet Program and Executive in Charge of the Blue Button for VA, Hugh Scott, and a former Navy corpsman and nurse and currently a VA employee, who will bring us both the healthcare practitioner and patient viewpoints, and Dr. David Douglas, the Facility Chief Health Informatics Officer for the Portland, Oregon VA Medical Center. Panelists, welcome to the discussion. Well, before we get started, let me set some context for our discussion today. In 2004, President George W. Bush announced the goal that every American would have an electronic health record in the next decade. The Veterans Affairs Department actually was well ahead of the curve, offering veterans, their dependents, and active service members access to what they call EHRs, starting actually the year before, in 2003. So here we are nearly a decade after the president made that sweeping goal, and while the general public inches along, VA is seeing its customers, veterans and their families more specifically, take advantage of electronic health records at a much more rapid rate. VA reports about 20% of all veterans have signed up for their secure messaging and telehealth capabilities with their healthcare providers. And those are just two of dozens of online capabilities available through the My Healthy Vet portal that veterans and families have access to. Soon, the premium and advanced levels of that initiative will also be able to give veterans opportunities to refill prescriptions or have lab or radiology results added to their health record. I'm sure we'll get into those discussions and those details later on. Additionally, VA is paving the way for hospitals, doctors, and nurses to share medical data more easily. VA's Blue Button initiative has more than 1 million users downloading their personal health record into a simple text file or a PDF and then sharing it with whomever they want. The Defense Department and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have adopted VA's personal health record framework, as have several large insurance companies that serve federal civilian employees. Lots of success going on here, and while there's plenty of other features that are coming, there's more that can be done. Doctors, patient communication, and the relationship can be more comprehensive, and that's why we're here today, to discuss where My Healthy Vet is going, what difference is it making today, and where the difference will make in the coming months and years, and what should veterans and their families know about taking advantage of electronic health records. Again, I'm Jason Miller of Federal News Radio and your host. Once again, our panelists today are Dr. Teresa Cullen, Acting Deputy Director of the Department of Defense and Veterans Affairs Interagency Program Office, Teresa Hancock, the Director of the My Healthy Vet Program and Executive in Charge of the Blue Button for VA, Hugh Scott, a former Navy corpsman and nurse and a current Veterans Affairs employee, and Dr. David Douglas, the Facility Chief Health Informatics Officer for the Portland, Oregon VA Medical Center. So let's get started. Each of you brings a different perspective. Let me start with Teresa Hancock, who is in charge of the My Healthy Vet. Give us a sense of what your role is in overseeing My Healthy Vet.
I'm the Director of Veterans and Consumers Health Informatics Office. So it's really combining a development project software with users and with patients. So it's looking at from the field level up through our stakeholders, our provider community. It's looking at our veterans as the main users of the product, and it's reaching out and extending to employees and also to our external partners and collaborators, our federal partners.
So do you get to hear all the positives and negatives that come in? Did that all come back to your office?
Yes, as with anything, we capitalize on the opportunities, and that helps us to improve our product and to really serve as the voice of the veteran and meet their wants and their needs.
All right, and we're going to talk to a veteran. Hugh Scott, you both have had the joy, if you will, of using it from a practitioner perspective as a Navy nurse, but also you became a patient and of a VA facility. Give us a little bit about your background and your story about and your experience with My Healthy Vet.
I served in Navy medicine for 27 years and have been with the VA now for 6. And I was an early adopter of My Healthy Vet. I used My Healthy Vet as a personal health record before I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And I've kind of seen how the features of My Healthy Vet have evolved with Blue Button and secure messaging, for example. When I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, all of a sudden, my personal health record became a very important tool in communicating to both DOD and VA and civilian health care providers. So I was very, very fortunate that was available. It just made things much easier. As I've showed many people, I have a suitcase full of paper records related to my care that on any given day somebody needs. So it's nice to have that in electronic format, much easier.
And when you went to doctor's appointments or went to get lab results, were you bringing it on a disk? Were you bringing it on a thumb drive? How were you? How was that, the personal health record brought and shared?
In the early days, I was printing the PDF and just bringing, you know, what I needed to the appointment. Later, when clinics had internet access, that data could be pulled, and it was often pulled ahead of time. And now with my smartphone and my iPad, I can bring the data to the clinic as well. So a lot of different ways.
And from your time as a Navy nurse, you probably dealt with the paper record side, because I think there's a wonderful picture on you on the My Healthy Vet website, which we will link to, and that people can find it easily, that of your days in back in the 80s and 90s.
The greatest frustration for any healthcare provider is not having the medical data that you need. As much as you would like to rely on the patient or the patient's family to give you that information, you can't make clinical decisions. You can't provide care on what the patients are telling you. You need the lab results. You need the radiology images. You need the progress notes. And I can't tell you how many times, as a nurse and as a corpsman, back in the day, you know, with paper records, people would show up with no records.
Or partial records, or missing something, right?
Yeah.
Very good. We're going to hear more about your experience. Let me move over to Terry Cullen. She's working the middle ground between DOD and VA. It's a tough job. Give us a little background about what you're working on.
Well, we're really working on interoperability and sharing, but I want to comment on what Hugh just said, because I think the image of a suitcase of data, all of us can imagine what that's like. And remember, between the DOD and the VA, our goal is to establish a continuum of care that ensures that we improve the health status of the active duty person and then as they transition to become a veteran. In order to do that, we have to ensure that we have the data available, that suitcase of data, as Hugh alluded to. The beauty of the work that we're doing with My Healthy Vet is that it ensures that we have sharing of data in a way that is effective, that we effectively engage the patient, we effectively engage the healthcare team, we effectively engage the patient's family if that's appropriate. So I think one of the things we're doing, obviously, in the Interagency Program Office is to reflect the needs of both the DOD and the VA. In terms of the patient, by and large, the needs are basically the same. And what My Healthy Vet does is push that boundary. It pushes us to be outside of the four walls of the healthcare facility into the patient's home. It changes the locus of control to the patient and ensures that we can improve our partnership. I would argue that the partnership is what we're all about, a partnership with VA and DOD at the IPO, a partnership between the healthcare provider and the team and the patient.
Now, from your perspective, now this shift recently by DOD in terms of the way they're dealing with the healthcare, that doesn't necessarily affect you because your focus is on the standards issue, the data issues. Do I have that right?
You have it right. There's a huge focus right now on interoperability. Blue Button and My Healthy Vet, a prime example of interoperability where we are ahead of the curve. We're ahead of the healthcare world in general in the United States, the work that Teresa's team's been able to do over the years, the work that we have done with patients and with other providers has enabled us to quickly get ahead. And what we can talk about some of those avenues, things like open notes where we say, here's the note and it's available for sharing. If we do interoperability right, we share with the patient, we share with the other providers, and then the patient can also elect to share their data with whoever else they want to do that with.
All right. So then, Dr. Douglas, last but not least, you get to experience this all the time. Are they doing it right? Are you getting the data? Is it readable? Yeah. Is it usable?
Yeah. So my perspective is one of implementing My Healthy Vet and all of its features into a large VA medical center. And it's not only to improve the health and the satisfaction of the patients, it's also to improve hospital processes. So older processes such as release of information, prescription refill, even telephone calls to the medical center, we can make them more efficient by taking advantage of the electronic processes that My Healthy Vet brings to us.
And how much are you able to take advantage? I mean, I saw the list, and again, it's a couple dozen different functionalities. Are you able to implement them all, or it comes, you know, you look at them and say, what's the most important ones, and then kind of go from there?
Well, there's three categories of services that have been the most transformative. One of them is self-service transactions. So prescription refill is probably the prime example of that. If we can use technology to allow veterans to do something themselves that in the old days somebody would have had to do for them, then we're helping them. The next is access to their data. And Blue Button gives veterans electronic access to progress notes and a host of other information electronically. And in the old days, they had to queue up in an office and wait for paper copies of it. And then the third thing is communication. My Healthy Vet and Secure Messaging gives them unprecedented 24/7 access to their healthcare team, and that's a huge improvement over the telephone or face-to-face visits, the traditional ways that patients have communicated with their providers. So we're seeing a revolution on the ground at VA medical centers, and it's a combination of technology, patient-centered care, and then leadership to take full advantage of it.
So all three of these, I think, are important aspects of care. I guess start with the communication first. So let me jump over to Hugh Scott. Hugh, from both a nurse's perspective and a patient's perspective, is that a good thing to have that kind of communication all the time?
Absolutely. From a nurse's perspective, I'm thinking triage. If I can see in my queue what the day is bringing ahead of time, what the questions and concerns that the patients who are assigned to the clinic may have, that helps me plan my day. I can see where I'm going to be busy. I can see where I can kind of put things off toward the end of the day. So it helps with my triage quite a bit. As a patient, the peace of mind, if I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I have an epiphany, a concern, something I forgot, as odd as it may sound, logging on, you know, to secure messaging, communicating that concern at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then going back to sleep, you know, means a lot. And that has happened more than once. So, again, I'm one of those, I guess, rare individuals who've kind of seen the benefits of both sides.
And let me move over to Teresa Hancock for a second. Now, you get to implement this. When you guys were putting this together, did it fall into these three buckets on purpose, or did it just kind of organically happen?
It took time, like anything. You know, this is a 100-year transformation, just like the internet when it started out. Initially, it was interviewing veterans and beneficiaries and getting their feedback, and then working with the field, our providers, our healthcare teams, our employees. And we actually have My Healthy Vet coordinators at every region in every hospital, and 95% of them are veterans. So it gives us a good basis. We also have a simulation lab where we can actually take the product and their ideas and test it before it's actually put into production. So it grew out of need and wants of the veterans. It's for the veterans, created by the veterans. Part of that is communicating. You can't communicate enough, as far as I'm concerned, with our stakeholders, because people use the products in different ways and they have different needs for that. And so we need to not only meet the veterans' needs, but our provider and clinical community, and also our caregivers and the families of the veterans. And so it takes time, and it's trial and error.
A lot of it. Now, Dr. Cullen, you were shaking your head a lot. Give me a sense.
Oh, because I have such a belief in what Teresa said. I think that what part of the transformation is the usability. We've given this tool to the veterans as well as the healthcare providers in the way that they wanted to have it. How huge is that? Transformative. I think the other thing is, and Dr. Douglas and Hugh really talked about this, the locus of control in the healthcare delivery system is transformed by this. It really is a 100-year transformation. All of a sudden, we're saying, you know, you're not the provider by yourself. You're the provider with the veteran always in the room. And I think that that's what's transformative, is that the veteran's always in the room. Every time we write a note now, the veteran has access to that note. And that in itself is transformative. You know, that kind of shroud of secrecy of, what is that doctor writing about me? What are they saying about me? Well, now if you want to know, you can download it and see what we're saying and how we're sharing information with other people that are important to your healthcare.
The question is, Dr. Douglas, can they read your handwriting? Or is it typed?
My type messages are much more legible for them.
But are you getting that? Like, do you feel that, you know, on the ground in Portland, Oregon, at the VA Medical Center, do you feel like that shroud has been lifted? Do you get patients who say, wow, I really didn't realize the doctor had said that? Or, you know, because things don't register when you go see a doctor. You're focused on something, and they may be focused on something else.
Yeah, Portland was one of the first sites that allowed patients full access to their electronic progress notes. And initially, there was some concern. Would the patients misunderstand what we were writing? Would they think they had cancer when it wasn't really something serious? And so when we first debated whether or not we should do this, there was some concern on the part of our providers. We worked through that and actually found that in the year after we made this access available to our veterans, they were less likely to make complaints to our patient advocate. And it led our chief of psychology at the time to conclude that transparency breeds trust. And to the extent we make this information more available to our patients, not only are we improving their knowledge of the treatment plan, we're also improving their trust in the healthcare system.
And that trust is, you can't overstate how important that is. One thing that you did bring up is transparency, trust, but then you have to also go back to security and privacy. So let me throw it over to Dr. Cullen for a second. How do you work that in, the data standards as you're creating them?
Well, so there's the data standards, and what we do is we obviously work closely with the national standards that are out there. We ensure that we're compliant with national standards for sharing of information in the formats and the messaging that have been prescribed by, in most cases, by the Office of the National Coordinator and the Health IT Standards Policy Committee. So one of the beauties of VA is because we're an integrated healthcare system, we're actually able to enforce that and ensure that we're compliant with standards. In terms of security, we're subject, obviously, to the security standards that exist around the transportation of messaging. Secure messaging is an example of how we're able to enroll patients and ensure that patient themselves, that their messaging can come into the system and be appropriate. We do that with identification of who the patient is and ensuring that they set up certain kinds of accounts so that we can continue to communicate with them.
And Trish Hancock, just real briefly, when you guys are developing these functionalities, obviously security and privacy are probably the top concern. How do you work that in as well in terms of the discussion and the development?
Well, we enter it early on. It's actually not a separate conversation from developing the product. We have a core team with every project that we initiate. And the core team includes patient safety, health information management system, privacy, security, and our general counsel, in addition to our medical teams and our veterans. But the privacy, security, patient safety, and the ones I just mentioned are key in all of our work groups. They review all of our documents and requirements, validate that what we're saying meets the standards, and that becomes a part of the integration of what we do.
From the beginning. Yeah, you can't bolt it on. That's what we always hear. All right.
So access to a veteran's account is controlled by a password. There's encryption protocols to encrypt the messages that go from the patient's computer to ours. The patients also have an account activity feature. So if at any time they want to see, has anybody been tampering with my account, they can pull up a list that shows when someone logged onto their account, what they were doing. So there's a lot of transparency that reassures veterans of the security and privacy of the system.
And it goes back to your trust issue. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go pick up on this string and continue talking about My Healthy Vet. You're listening to the panel discussion, My Healthy Vet, Keeping the Promise, Access, sponsored by the Department of Veterans Affairs on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.